Got it?
Okay, cool. All right, how's everybody doing?
Good. Good, doing well.
All right. So we're starting the work session for the May 16th town board meeting. First thing on the agenda to talk about is the 2019 hot mix paving bid. Jerry's here. Jerry, you want to join us or are you good there?
I'm good here.
Okay.
Not very gathering here.
That's cool. Why don't you brief us on what you got?
Well, obviously we put out the bids, received the bids. There's a little confusion in the bid style, so we had some things to work through. In the future, that won't be an issue. When you boiled it all down, Roselli Enterprises or Northern or whatever you want to call it, they had the lowest bid. And we had the option to exercise moving forward with last year's contract or the new style bid. I'm calling it the New Deal. And the New Deal worked out better for us. So by $16,000, $17,000.
Good.
So instead of continuing the contract that we had with them last year. So they wanted to continue that, and I said no. It's not as good for us. So we're going to move forward with that. Final conversations were had on that, and the decisions were made this afternoon. So
very good.
Tonight you could make a motion to accept their bid, and then we'll do whatever voodoo we've got to do to get it on paper and get going.
Do you have a motion?
Yeah, he made up the motion for us.
Yeah, I did. Okay. It's the second one on this. We'll talk about the first one during the splash pad update.
Thank you.
Okay. So because we did save some...
I've got it right here for you, Al.
The actual bid?
Well, no. When we did our estimating for cost, based on size, length, width of the roads, in an overall average thickness of 1.5 inch. We were using 113 for a mill, type 6 hot mix. I ran my numbers at 60.73 a yard, ton. And the tack coat we ran at 475, just because you gotta have a margin of safety. And when the bids finally came, we projected the number of roads we were going to do in our pavement management plan based on those numbers. And when we got back the numbers we did, it was even less than last year. So last year we fired off with tonnage price at $56. This year county bid is $60.84, is it, Al? $85, something like that.
That's under.
So we're well under county bid prices. Multiple vendors were well under county bid prices. So
can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
We've been trying to get in the habit of when we put out bids, we put in a piggyback clause allowing other municipalities. Yeah. Is it?
In this instance, we should
let other municipalities know.
Yeah, if they want to attach to us.
I mean, and that's up to the vendor if they want to honor that price, frankly.
Right.
I suspect they're not going to honor that price for anything.
No, because they wanted to go with last year's.
This is a very town favorable contract. Very, 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 very town favorable contract.
It may sound strange to you, but when the bids came back, they did what we would call
an
unbalanced bid, okay? Which they put the bulk of their bid into milling, which is a so many square yard, fixed cost. They know they're going to get that money. So it would look strange to you to look at the bid and see $245,000 just for milling.
Yeah, yeah.
And a dollar a ton for asphalt in place, okay? And a dollar a gallon for your tech coat.
Yeah.
For a total additive bid of $850, okay? $8.50. I mean, that threw us all a curve when we opened them. And it's just the way they did it. It's a creative way to bid it, but it's unbalanced. So what that does, though, is every ton of asphalt they put in, they're only getting a dollar for. So if we run into an issue where we've got to mill a little bit more, they've got to put in more. And they're going to eat it on the tons. So, like he said, it's so favorable for us to put in a good road, you know, that's why I think a little hindsight on their part, they kind of jumped at the chance to go with the continue last year's contract. And when they presented a thought process to me on that today, I had already done reverse numbers based on this year's roads and footages, and I said, no, that's we're not going to do that.
So I know you were concerned from a time element as far as
okay.
us. We're good there, but did we also make out, because you had a hot deal from a vendor that you mm-hmm. thought, did we make out better than that deal?
If we'd have went forward with working off the old contract, they'd have been, you might as well say, dead even. Okay, but by going under what I'm referring
to, like 90 cents a ton.
Yeah, I mean it was really close.
Okay,
and actually the third vendor was only $1,000 difference,
yeah.
So they were all tight. But that would have been working off of Rosselli's old contract. Under the new one, plugging his numbers in to our new one, the town's actually saving between $16,000 and $17,000. So it's very favorable for us to go push them in that direction, and that's where we ended up. We basically told them today, when they wanted to work off the old contract, I said, no, we're not doing that. We're going to work off the new contract because I did the math, and no, I'm not going to spend $17,000 more of the taxpayers' dollars on the old way when the new way you bid it.
And we actually
and they accepted it.
We have an extension clause in this contract for 18 months, just like last year.
Right.
So
wow.
If we choose to, if they're amenable to a change order for next year's contract, we can use these same rates again next year.
And negotiate from there, basically.
Without escalations, actually, is the way the contract reads.
Very good.
All right, so what we're going to do, I know there was some confusion on our bid process, on the policy. We are going to make an adjustment to the policy, and we're going to basically take that last sentence out. The last sentence on our policy, I think, was confusing for Jerry when he looked at the numbers originally.
Our procurement policy.
Okay. And we'll address that at the next meeting now that this bid is put to bed and we've seen how...
Completely. I want to throw this out there while we're here. Because of...
We would like to add Pasture Gate Lane
to my list of hot mix.
To the list of hot mix streets for the year.
It touches Fields End. It's the only other road over there, and it does need doing.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
It deviates from our list.
Yep. Okay.
But we're still under the $584,000 in changes previously.
So with the savings that you
basically
made,
basically under my higher numbers, I have it right here in front of me, Pasture Gate Lane. Under the higher numbers, would have cost $12,990 to do. It's a cul-de-sac, and for us not to do it on the way by is nuts.
So oh yeah, yeah, no.
That's probably going to end up costing us under the new numbers not quite $10,000.
Yeah, my point was more directed at our procurement policy in the language that I think was confusing initially for you, Jerry, when you thought that we didn't have to bid based on there was one sentence that I think. Was that we don't have to include on that. And so what I'll do is I'll propose a change to that policy at our next meeting.
Okay. So Jerry.
The highway superintendent under the Association of Towns book does weigh in on the procurement policy, though, just so you know.
Yeah.
So basically you're going to get an extra road done because of this.
Yeah. Yeah, with the hot mix. Yeah.
Good.
And I like that 18-month window.
I mean, it's obviously set up so it's a changeover, so the contractor has to agree to extend it.
Yeah.
It's not a guarantee, but
no.
The option's there.
I don't know why every municipality isn't bidding out their work. I mean, so many municipalities rely on that county bid, and there's a lot of...
It's a lot of times.
The difference between the county bid and this right now, just on the roads we're doing, would amount to county bids like $60,000-$85,000 or something like that a ton. If you boiled this one down,
about
I would say
$40,000.
I would say it lands us around $55,000.
That's amazing.
Nice. That's a lot of money.
That's amazing. So good job. Good team effort there.
Great.
Good job. All right, good. So we're comfortable with that. Any questions for Jerry or Al on the hot mix? Okay.
Nope.
Streetlight conversion. This is a big one.
What we're all going to do is we're going to draw straws. Whoever gets the shortest straw gets to read these three documents.
Yeah, so let me start off.
Sounds like
oh yeah,
it's riveting.
Sounds like fun. So
don't bait me.
So as you know, we've been looking at LED conversion in our lighting district throughout the town, and we've been sitting down with vendors and fine tuning our RFP. We have three quotes back from three different vendors. And talking with Al, I think the best way to approach this and to make sure that we get a few different minds on this is to assign a board member. We thought Bob Ellis would be a perfect candidate for this.
Ad hoc
committee. Yeah. You
Sorry,
just got
Bob.
The short straw. Closest to my right. Al Yeager, and then Dave Raleigh.
Because there's going to be some bonding involved in this, obviously. So
yeah, if we decide to move forward with this, this would be a bond issue, and what better person to have on that than our comptroller. And so it's a process that shouldn't take too long.
To have interviews, I think I had them set up for I put in the RFQ June, the Tuesday before our next meeting, which I think is June 4th. And we'll try to do them during the day. We'll select the top two out of the three that we want to talk to and have them come in and sit down and, you know, drill them with questions and make sure they're comfortable with where we want to go and we're comfortable with where they want to go.
Yeah, and throughout the process, the committee can report back to us during work sessions how, you know, what they're up to, what their findings.
I would expect that we would be in a position to
make a recommendation.
Move forward by the second meeting in June, which is like the June 20th.
That's pretty quick, which is good.
The goal would be to, by the end of 2019, be in a position to start the actual work, the actual conversion work. Gives us 6 months there, give or take, to get through the process.
Yeah, and again, if you want to take a look at a municipality that's gone through the conversion, at least with Cobra Heads, the majority of their lighting's Cobra Heads, the Village of Baldwinsville.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Yeah, it's for the actual to look at the lights, but they didn't buy out only new lights; they installed with LEDs.
Yeah, and I'm just talking about what an LED looks like on a street.
Gotcha.
So. It's just sometimes frustrating, you know, because there's so many towns, you know, we're all doing the same thing. Is there anybody else that wants to join with us that is doing this, you know, whether it's the town of Salina or...
Well, the city of Syracuse is moving ahead, but they're utilizing, they're going in a different direction. They're actually using sensor technology integrated into their
They're going
lights.
To a smart city system, but they're trying to incorporate street lights. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even think the city of Syracuse, but just, I mean, is someone else going to do exactly what we're going to be doing over the next 3 months?
I got to say, there has been some done in the past. I know City of Cortland has done it, City of Oneida has done it. I honestly have not heard of a lot of towns that have completed one of these projects since the new PSC regulations were put in place on the National Grid buyout. So
we are early on this, which is
ahead
good.
Of the curve. We're ahead of the curve, and I feel that every town is going to be a little different as far as what style light they want to use. We have these unique Radisson shoebox lights that are, I don't know, I've never really seen them any place but in Radisson, and it's actually part of Radisson's architectural standards. So we can't swap them out. We actually have to convert the internals of the light. Rather than putting a new
fixture up,
shoebox up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they're stuck in the 70s and 80s.
Just like the Brown Street signs.
for their lighting look. No, so this is actually pretty exciting. We've been looking at this for a while. We've been talking to these companies. There are a couple things that held this up. We were waiting on the PSC. I mean, we've been looking at this for about 3 years. And now we're at a point where we have proposals in front of us. The ad hoc committee will
Quite frankly, I was hoping somebody would test the waters first before I put my RFP out or RFQ out, and nobody locally did it. So,
where are these companies from?
They all have offices locally.
New York State.
They're all New York companies. They're all New York companies. The Danforth is actually based out of Buffalo. Tenco is they're based out of San Francisco, but they have an office in Albany, and then Wendell's local because they've had a guy in my office a couple times. Oh, they have an actual office in Syracuse. So
I do have one thing to throw out here, which was interesting. I got an email from Legislator May. I needed a breakdown of the New York State budget and tried to figure out what the impacts were going to be on local municipalities. And he made a point that struck me as time-sensitive for us in this project. And I'll just read this to you because I just got this, and I was thinking about this tonight. He says, the state voted to repeal the Energy Service Company, which is an ESCO, these are all ESCOs that we're working with, sales tax exemption. This eliminates the exemption for business customers of independent retail energy companies. By taking away this exemption, the state estimates it will increase sales tax collections by $98 million. Mm. While I'm uncertain if this will level the playing field in the retail energy arena, I'm positive it will affect the cost of doing business in our state. That being said, that's a question that the ad hoc committee should ask our ESCOs. What kind of an impact is that going
to
have?
Can you forward that to me?
Yeah. Fine. Because we just got these. And so, I mean, I guess their bid is their bid. But I don't know if...
I put sale where the town's tax exempt in the RFQ and no taxes could be applied to their calculations.
And maybe that's still the case because we're still a municipality, you know, and so that we need to look at that because it's ESCO specific. That's all. Okay, any questions? Congratulations on your new ad hoc committee assignment, everybody. Town of Lysander splash pad update.
As possible. Yes. So there's a second resolution in that sheet that I handed you for the Aqua contract for the water service for the splash pad. Just got these today in my mailbox, so I apologize for the late addition. We had estimated $9,400 for their connection. Their estimate, their contract here is for $81,271. So I want to make sure that we can get a resolution authorizing Joe to sign this so we can get it back to him with a check and get that moving forward. We've gotten some delivery dates for equipment. First delivery date we got was for the embedded spray features and the mechanical enclosure of May 30th. And then the above ground spray features was July 30th, which isn't so good.
We're
pushing them to see what we can do to get that moved up. But other than that, the project's moving along pretty good. So far, we're coming in on budget, no surprises.
Sewer line is going in?
The sewer line's in. Done. Wow. Yeah, that's done. The drainage is in. They just finished the drainage today. They have one structure left to set, and we're waiting on the Norwico dechlorinator to come in. The grinder pump is not activated yet simply because my actuators for the water services haven't come in, and I don't want to mobilize the plumber and the electrician until I have all the parts on site. If everything pans out, we should be in a position to, by the end of next week, beginning of next week, mobilize the plumber and the electrician, activate the grinder pump, have that online, and have the plumber start the domestic water services to each apparatus. So we should be in a position where when the embedded spray features come in on May 30th to the following week, the first week in June or second week in June, have the mason come in and start forming for the slab. So we've made some hay. We've done really good.
Especially with the weather.
Yeah, really.
I mean, we lost some days, don't get me wrong, but the grinder pump, like I anticipated, was a three-day project. The drainage is, like I said, is in. We have to, technically we have to set two catch basins and put in that Norweco dechlorinator and the spool piece between the two catch basins. I went and inspected the form for the mechanical vault yesterday. I had to have make a couple changes. I'm going to try to stop there tomorrow to look at that one more time before they pour it. Because that's a heavy piece, they're going to let that get a solid two-week cure before we pick it, just so we make sure we don't crack it. I don't want to pick 11,000-pound structure green. So that'll probably end up being first week in June or so as well before it actually gets delivered to the site, which will work out perfectly timing-wise for the mechanical enclosure coming that first week in June as well. So,
yeah, it's worth noting. I mean, the aqua thing, we got this, what, today?
Yeah, it was in my mailbox this morning.
All right. We hate putting things on the agenda last minute, but this is time-sensitive. And really the only reason why we approve the spending on it, but the reason why it's on the agenda at all is because I have to sign an agreement with Aqua, and I will not sign an agreement with any entity, vendor, including municipalities, without board approval. Mm-hmm. So
I think I should vote against the resolution based on my vote on the spray park to remain consistent.
You could abstain, or you can vote against. It's up to you.
I realize it's an agreement with Aqua, but...
So that's it on the splash pad. Like I said, we're working on them to. I'm not sure what the holdup is, why the above ground features are such a late ship date. I'm pushing them to. I mean, if it's some special color that Tony wanted on the butterfly wings, well, let's change the color on the butterfly wings and.
Yeah, that's important.
Now, in the meantime, when everything does arrive, is it just going to be stored at the park, or where are we keeping all the materials and everything?
Yeah, I mean, well, when the above ground features, I would like to, when the truck comes and we unload it, I'd like to start setting them in place. I mean, we should be able to set them in place within 2 days. I mean, it's not that complicated a process.
I just want to make sure that if something's arriving at the park, it's going to be...
We'll make sure that it's secured in the maintenance barn.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
These aren't small items either. It's not like you're going to...
Throw
my trunk.
Yeah.
Some scrapper shows up. Hey, look what I found. This giant butterfly. Great feature.
That would be bad. You laugh, but, you know, it would be a pretty bad situation.
Yeah, it would be a bad situation.
I got one point on this venue. Now that it's become a reality, I'm just so impressed. I think, need to settle on what we're going to call this place. Sometimes we call it a splash pad, sometimes we call it a spray park. It may sound like a minor issue, but and we need to come up with a sign that says what it is. So,
well, I was going to say, I know Tony has put some thought into this, but maybe Bob and Bob sit down with, because we need to come up with some signage for rules. Mm-hmm. We need to come up with signage for the actual facility. We need to, there's some things we need to, we should probably have better restroom signs as far as outside of the building, you know, restrooms with an arrow. There's things that we should be looking at.
The details, like
I'm pretty sure Tony already ordered the benches, but if he hasn't, we got to get the benches ordered and get them shipped. You know, right now our landscape budget's pretty thin. I do have a ton of topsoil, because what I did find is that the topsoil thickness depth over there is between 15 and 18 inches thick, and it's
sweet. Virtually, man, it's fertile.
Virtually. there's very, very few stones in it, so it's really nice topsoil. Even in the area that wasn't where the leach field was, going out towards the front yard was the same thickness of topsoil. So,
I think that's an excellent idea. I'd be more than happy to work with Tony and Bob on the signage. And we, just for your information, Tony and I already came up with the rules.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that you guys had talked about it. I just don't know if anything's ever been finalized, and we haven't gotten quotes from sign companies. And
our nameplate.
Does anybody care what we call it? Is it a splash pad or a spray park? I mean, I've been calling it a spray park.
All the literature that I've—I was going to say—all the literature that I've read, the common name for it is a splash pad.
I would lean towards a splash pad because I think one of the things that threw this project to the public was when people think of a spray park, I think they're thinking of a grand, more grand, like water slide. You know, this is a concrete pad with spray features in it that kids literally splash around in. And I think a splash pad more symbolizes what it is.
So you need to get to Tony because I think all of his Facebook stuff is spray park.
Is it? So. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, ultimately, that's just
if he's already got a spray park theme going, then we can call it a spray park.
This
is not.
That was just.
I don't care. I don't personally care. We need to pick one. That's all.
Okay.
But yeah, so far the project's going really good. One little mishap in that we hit the electrical conduit coming across the parking lot for the lights. We already had a repair. It cost us $400. Because it's ours. It was showing on the plan, but we should have marked it, and we didn't mark it before they started. So. You know what happens at times on construction projects. But it's repaired, the lights work again. And
what did we ever decide? And forgive me for not remembering clearly. Are we having an overflow pond for this thing?
We are not. We're using dechlorination to meet the MS4 requirements.
Good. Yep.
Very good.
And I'm just to put a teaser out, there's interest from a couple different local companies that are going to help us with this. And when we finalize everything, I'll make an announcement and give them credit for participating. And it's cost reductions, and one's a gift to us.
And we need to, Joe. I think that's excellent, but we really do need to figure out the protocol for giving folks credit. You know how. And that's really important.
Because we don't have
that. You can't just unilaterally say you were going to put a big sign up over here. We need to come up with a program.
No, they're not looking for anything.
Yeah, I got to say, the one vendor that I know Joe's talking about that is helping us hasn't asked for a thing.
There's no
project.
The only conversation was, yeah, I want to help.
That's great.
And nothing in return.
Nope.
So
they did ask for a tax exempt a write off for the discount on the materials. But that's
one of the things that I don't know if you want to. Are you going to hold that secret for a while? That donation you
want
to talk. You're going to hold.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep. So probably June.
All right.
First meeting in June.
All right. Good.
Yeah. So really cool, fun stuff. I mean, this park is going to pop this summer. There's so many things that I want to talk about that are just
still developing.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good.
Executive session. I do need to call an executive session.
We have time.
Yeah, we have 30 minutes.
All right, can I get a motion to move into executive session concerning a personnel matter?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
And so, for
the board's approval, I'll add items C and D here.
Yeah, I was going to give you these two, but this is the ones that put the receive date on, okay. So I'll get you the other two.
Oh, here's some other good news.
Oh, you want me to read them tonight?
Where do you think we're sitting at a tax rate?
No, but I want to make sure you have them, you know, because I know you're itching.
Still, that's awesome.
Be that way for a long time.
That's something.